الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So inshallah, on Tuesdays we do Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi's Riyadh al-Salihin. In today's hadith, it is narrated by Amr ibn Abi Amr, who is also known as Abi Amra, Sufyan ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an. He says, "Qultu ya Rasulullah," I said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Kulli fil Islam," say something, tell me something, "Qawlan La as'alu anhu ahadan ghayruk." Tell me something in Islam that after I hear from you, I don't need to ask anybody else. Something that what you say is sufficient for me. I don't need to go for a second opinion. I don't need to learn from somebody else. Just something that's enough for me. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Qul amantu billah thumma istaqim." Qul amantu billah thumma istaqim. A very short, but again, from the Jawami al-Qalima of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say a little but mean a lot. In this hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him that, say that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then after you say that, stay steadfast. Don't waver. Don't move around. And this concept of istiqama, the concept of steadfastness, is one of the most toughest things in Islam. And this is why, you know, scholars have said, al-istiqama fawq al-qarama. To be steadfast on something is harder, is more difficult than any miracle out there. It's greater than any miracle. You know, a lot of times, and this is a new problem that you have nowadays, where people get hyped over something, and it becomes a craze, and they go all out, but then a week or two into it, I can't do it. And this is where you get, you know, kids that are now graduating high school, going off to college, and halfway through the semester, you ask them what they're majoring, and they're saying that I'm still undecided. Or I'm going to switch over. I'm not enjoying what I'm doing now. The lack of istiqama. And this was actually one of the biggest concerns that the Prophet ﷺ had when it came to this ummah. And one of these Prophets ﷺ said, the thing that I worry the most about this ummah is, will my ummah be steadfast? Right? Stick to it. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ لَلَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ones that you stay steadfast on them. You do it continuously, perpetuously, without failing, every single day. وَإِنْ قَلَّ, even if they are a little. And this is where you see that our religion isn't about extremes, that you go all out and then the next day there's nothing left. But the religion is about finding your pace. What can I do comfortably? The Prophet ﷺ doesn't say that the best of actions are, you know, praying salah every single day, you know, continuously throughout the night. But he says, whatever you're comfortable with, وَإِنْ قَلَّ, even if it's a little. وَإِنْ قَلَّ could also mean that, you know, whatever Qur'an that you can read comfortably, that's fine. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Read from the Qur'an whatever you're comfortable with. وَإِنْ قَلَّ means whatever dhikr that you can do, whatever remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you can do, and you can do comfortably without going to extreme. Because, again, when a person goes to extreme in their religion, and this actually becomes very, very problematic, I can list out so many marriages that have broken because of extremes. Where the husband comes and complains that my wife goes to extreme when it comes to her deen. She wants to go to this lecture and that lecture. And I come home after a long day of work and she's reading her Quran and then she's praying her salah. And we barely get time to connect anymore. And this is where the Prophet ﷺ is saying, look, your religion isn't about extreme doing a lot. But doing something on a regular basis, وَإِنْ قَلَّ, even if it's a little bit. And this is where you get Tasbih Fatimi. Tasbih Fatimi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to his daughter Fatima radhiallahu anha and says, look, instead of me giving you help, let me give you something that's more beneficial. And says that read Subhanallah 32 times, Alhamdulillah 32 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times, but do it every single day. Don't let a day go by where you don't do that. And if you ask yourself, and this is where you have to be honest with yourself, what is there in my life that I do perpetuously every single day, Islamically? And if you can pick out one thing like that, then alhamdulillah, you're winning. If you can say every morning when I wake up, I read, you know, Surah Yasin. Or every night before I go to sleep, I read my, you know, four quls. Or I read, you know, Ayatul Kursi after every salah. If you can even say this much, but the word that has to be there is every. If every is there, then you have istiqama. But if every isn't there, and it's sometimes, then the istiqama is still lacking. Now, if you look at this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he talks about two core fundamental values of our religion. Amantu billah, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to follow it up with your actions and be steadfast with those actions. Then again, if you look at this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually brings three things together. He starts off by saying, قُلْ, say, testify, which is a huge part of our religion. What's inside of your heart, you bring that to your tongue. And they said, number one, say. Number two, have it in your heart, right? Believe in it. And number three, that your actions, they should translate in your belief. What you believe in, that has to then translate. And you know, this actually goes into a huge discussion of aqidah. These three things. That testifying, giving the shahada. Number two, having it, iman bil qalb. And then tasdeeq bil jawarih, following up with the actions. And scholars go into the discussion that out of these three things, what is the most important? Testifying with your tongue, is that the most important? And then we say that when a person testifies with their tongue, they enter into the folds of Islam. Number two, iman bil qalb, believing in the heart, is that the most important? Because what's in the heart is what matters. And the Prophet ﷺ says, "Attaqwa hauna." God consciousness right is right here. وَيُشِيرُ إِلَىٰ صَدْرِهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. And he points to his heart three times. Or the third, what tasdeequl bil jawarih, that you follow up with your actions. Which of these three are the most important? Anybody? The action? They're all important? They're all important, of course. That's why they're a huge part of our religion. But from these three, iman is, of course, the most important. If you don't say it, but you have in your heart, and then even if your actions don't translate, actions should translate, that's when your iman is, you know, at the most strongest. But if your actions don't translate, at least you have in your heart. You have a person who never, you know, testifies, but they have it in their heart, and their actions are not the action of a Muslim. Inshallah, that person will still be a Muslim on the Day of Judgment. But when you have the combination, this is what the Prophet said, قُلْ say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, and then follow up with your actions, and this is where you have, your iman is now complete. Your faith is complete. That you have in your heart, and you then follow up with your actions. The Prophet ﷺ, he's asked by Mu'adh bin Jabal رضي الله عنه. Mu'adh bin Jabal is traveling, and he says to Rasulullah ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, Osini, give me some advice. And the Prophet ﷺ starts off with something very basic. He says, أَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. He says, worship Allah ﷻ and do not associate partners. Mu'adh bin Jabal said, Ya Rasulullah, zidni, give me some more advice. And Rasulullah ﷺ says, إِذَا أَسَأْتَ فَأَحْسِنُ. I always look at these wordings of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ and I find that there's so much beauty in just the words. He didn't say, don't sin. He said, إِذَا أَسَأْتَ, when you sin, because you will sin. He didn't say that you want to do something that's unhuman, that don't sin at all. But he says, when? Because it will happen. There will be times where you get angry at your children, even though you don't want to. There will be time where shaitan tempts you to do something haram, and you find yourself at a compromised position. And this is what the Prophet said, إِذَا, when it happens, فَأَحْسِنُ, then go and do something good. Follow up with a good deed. The mistakes, that will happen. You can't stop that. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. We just sin differently. And then Mu'adh bin Jabal says, Ya Rasulullah, zid, give me some more. Tell me some more. And the Prophet ﷺ says, istaqim, be steadfast. And then he adds, and fix and beautify your characteristics. Whatever you do, make sure you continuously do it. Don't leave the path. And this is why in the Quran, in Surah Fatiha, we said, "Ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim," guide us to that straight path. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah bin Masud, he narrates this hadith. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took a stick and he drew a line. He drew a line like this, and on the right side he drew another line, and the left side drew another line. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this middle line right here, this is the path of Allah. But on the right and the left, these are different paths, and on each path there's shaitan. As long as you can stay on the straight path and don't waver here and there, you're good to go. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that istiqama is that you stay steadfast on two basic things, Amr and Nahi. On the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you on, stay steadfast on that. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you not to do, stay steadfast on preventing yourself from that. And then he says that don't jump around the jumping around of a fox. Sometimes a fox is over here, sometimes a fox is over there. This straight path is what the Prophet ﷺ is saying, stick on there and you're good to go. Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu says, istiqama actually is, being steadfast is, ikhlasul amal lillah, to make sure you do your actions just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's true istiqama. Anything that you do, don't have an alternative motive. Don't look for a motive in the dunya, but do it just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody sees you, alhamdulillah. If somebody doesn't see you, alhamdulillah, it's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali ibn Abi Talib says that istiqama is to fulfill the faraid. Forget about the nawafil and everything else. First, number one, and we talked about this last week as well, stick to your faraid. Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that istiqama is on the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do. And wajtanibu, and to stay away from the ma'tiyah and stay away from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to, has prohibited us. Now in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions the benefits of istiqamah, and we will wrap up with this. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. And he says that the benefit of istiqamah is number one, the angels descend upon you with glad tidings of Jannah. Right? And then Allah taqafu wa la tahzanu, if you have anxiety, if you have stress, Allah taqafu wa la tahzanu, then add a little bit istiqamah in your life. Something small. The Quran says that there'll be no fear upon them. Allah taqafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun, and give that person glad tidings of Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared. One sahabi comes to Salma radiallahu anha, and he says to Salma radiallahu anha that what is one dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say a lot when he was with you? And Salma radiallahu anha, she says a dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was with me, he would say dua, Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. And this is the dua for istiqamah. Ya muqallib al qulub, O the turner of hearts, don't turn my heart towards that and tomorrow turn my heart towards that. But keep my heart steadfast on your worship and on your deen. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to be steadfast upon the worship, to be steadfast upon our beliefs, to be steadfast upon... Again, there's so much to talk about in this hadith. Istiqamah al-qalb, istiqamah al-lisan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us istiqamah in all of our aspects of our life. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.